From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Take It or Bring It. In the past few weeks, Grammar Grader has received a couple of messages from listeners about the use of the words bring and take. Christopher from Minneapolis wrote to us to say he listened to our August 30 episode about less and fewer, and it triggered a new thought in his mind.
I was reminded of my mother, the English teacher, and her admonitions about the use of bring and take. Bring it here, take it away. You cannot bring your lunch to school unless you are already there, in which case you have brought it. It's a construction parallel to come and go. Come here and bring that with you. Go there and take it away. And few people get those two wrong. Why are bring and take so difficult?
Just a week later, we heard from Linda, also from Minneapolis, who said,
bring or take. Even the copywriters at my local newspaper don't know bring to me, take away from me. Jeez.
There is definitely a grammatical difference between the words bring and take, but it's often difficult for people to explain or defend. Let's listen to Sally and her father.
Each time I'm about to leave my parents' house after a visit, we have a last-minute negotiation about which movies and books I can borrow. I'll ask, do you mind if I bring this DVD of Remains of the Day with me? And my dad says,
you mean, can you take this copy of Remains of the Day with you?
Man, I am so confused. I'm taking something away from my parents' house, but I'm bringing it home to my house, which is correct.
The thing is, Sally, Dad, you're both correct.
That's not possible.
Believe it or not, it's true. Whether to use bring or take all depends upon your point of view. In Sally's case, she is bringing something home with her. From her father's perspective, something is being taken away. According to the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin, bring indicates motion toward the speaker. Take indicates motion away from the speaker. For example,
please bring the reports with you when you come to the office tomorrow.
Please take this library book to the library the next time you go there.
Because so much depends on the point of view of the speaker, the rule of bring and take is truly in the eye of the beholder, that is, the speaker. The difference can be really hard to distinguish at times. In the book Woe Is I by Patricia O'Connor, O'Connor writes,
there are gray areas where the bringing and the taking aren't so clear. The answer depends on your perspective on which end of the journey you're talking about, the origin or the destination.
Let's look at an example.
I brought some fruitcake for your holiday potluck, Lisa. I was pretty sure no one else would have thought to bring any.
Woo! Thank you, Daryl. We'll just put it right over here.
Because Daryl is talking about the fruitcake from the point of view of its destination, Lisa's house, he said bring. Let's check up on the party a few hours later.
Wow, great party, Lisa. I've never had so many sugar cookies in my life.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I need to get going, though, so I can feed my pet rabbit.
Okay. Say, we have so much leftover food here. Why don't you take your delicious fruitcake with you? I'm sure we won't get around to finishing it before the expiration date.
Well, I suppose I could take it with me. If I can't finish it, I could always bring it back next year.
In that final scene, Lisa and Daryl were talking about the fruitcake with different destinations in mind, so they used bring and take in their appropriate contexts. Notice how Lisa never really wanted that fruitcake to come back to her house.
I never want that fruitcake to come back to my house.
And while it's probably best to avoid confusing them in formal, written English, it's not worth losing sleep if you, or people you know or read, flip them in more casual situations. After all, a look in the Oxford Dictionary of Current English gives a primary definition for bring that reads carry or accompany to a place. Meanwhile, its fourth definition out of 21 for the word take reads carry or bring with one. And let's not forget idiomatic expressions such as you can't take it with you and take it or leave it. There's no sense revising those under any circumstances. Ultimately, a lot about bring and take depends on point of view and instinct. Patricia O'Connor may sum it up best when she writes,
"Relax and say what sounds most natural. You'll probably be right."
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin, from Woe Is I by Patricia O'Connor, and from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Alt. Thanks also to Josh McCaffrey for his added input on this episode. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com. I only heard myself.